From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Thousands of anti-government protesters rallying in the streets of Iran's capital today. Riot police reportedly fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. The violence erupted after an influential cleric, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, delivered a Friday prayer sermon to thousands of opposition supporters. The BBC's John Line has details.
Former President Rafsanjani has been one of the key figures supporting the opposition campaign, so his first public comments were tensely awaited 5 weeks after the election. And he came very close to a direct challenge to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. Mr. Rafsanjani called for an open debate on radio and TV about the election, an election Mr. Khamenei has said was a gift from God and beyond dispute. Mr. Rafsanjani also called for the release of opposition members jailed for protesting over the election.
The BBC's John Line reporting. White House economic adviser Larry Summers says the Obama administration has made substantial progress in heading off an economic collapse despite a stubbornly high unemployment rate. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Summers delivered a progress report to a Washington think tank as the Obama administration nears the six-month mark. He acknowledged that job losses are still a major concern, with the nation's unemployment rate near double digits and climbing. But Summers said things look a lot better than they did when Mr. Obama first took office.
If we were at the brink of catastrophe at the beginning of the year, we have walked some substantial distance back from the abyss.
In one unconventional indicator, Summers noted that Google searches for the term economic depression have shrunk by three-quarters since the beginning of the year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has won her first public endorsements from Senate Republicans, Richard Lugar of Indiana and Mel Martinez of Florida. Sotomayor appears on track to a historic confirmation. At least 10 Japanese climbers have died on two mountains today, Diwali Saikautau reports.
Police on Japan's northern main island of Hokkaido say the climbers died on Mount Tomurausi and Mount Bie. Japan's meteorological agency reported strong winds and rain Thursday night. A Hokkaido police spokesman said the climbers were mostly in their 50s and 60s and were part of an 18-member group tour. Japan's Kyoto news agency said local police have not provided any more details about how the climbers died, but a rescue attempt was made early Friday for other climbers in this group. Reportedly, four people were rescued and the rest were able to get down from the mountain on their own. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau in Seoul.
From Washington, this is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in India for a five-day visit. Talks are expected to cover a wide variety of issues, including the strained relationship between India and Pakistan. India's mission to the moon has run into technical trouble. NPR's Philip Reeves has more from the capital, New Delhi.
India launched its first unmanned mission to the moon last October amid a fanfare of publicity. The craft, the Chandrayaan-1, set off on a two-year mission orbiting the moon and mapping its surface in unprecedented detail. On board are research instruments from the United States, the European Union and Bulgaria. The head of the Indian Space Research Organization, Madhavan Nair, has now revealed that problems arose early in the mission. He's told an Indian TV news channel that the craft overheated, some of the power supply instruments failed, backups had to be activated. The craft's since been repositioned further from the moon. Nair also said that within the past month, a crucial positioning sensor failed, threatening the entire mission. However, he said his scientists found a fix. The mission continues, although observers say it may now be shortened. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
Pakistani intelligence says five militants have been killed in a suspected U.S. airstrike. A missile hit a house in North Waziristan, an area known as a haven for Taliban and al-Qaeda insurgents. The U.S. has launched dozens of missile strikes in North and South Waziristan over the past year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 25 points at 87.37. NASDAQ is unchanged, stands at 1885. S&P 500 unchanged at 941. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.